Access number 29042, Mr. Jack Holliday, reel 4.
Now, what's the 2902 for?
That's just the number.
Oh.
What would a typical week or drill night start with a drill night be like for you as CSM of the age group? What would you do on drill night here?
Well, you'd probably do a little bit of drill, foot drill. Or you mainly lectures, you know, you'd get a lecture on a Bren gun or something like that. But
and you'd actually give these lectures?
You'd have to give them, yeah. Or the instructors, your regular sergeants, you see, your regular soldiers were attached to each unit, a regular. And they did certain duties here. They were permanently here every day. You only came one night a week. And weekend.
So on a drill night, you'd be doing that?
Yeah, you didn't.
Training.
Yeah.
What else would you do on a drill night?
Well, I say you get a lecture on a different thing, a bit of first aid or something like that, you see. So.
And then what about weekend training? What would you do?
Well, you'd do that. Just depend. Most of it was rifle shooting, range work and that kind of thing. You might get the occasional exercise where somebody arranged a attack on a farm or something like that. And
what was your job as company sergeant major? Do you see what I mean? What did you do at the weekend? You wouldn't be firing your rifle, would you?
No, you could train them. Well, you more or less saw that it went on, you know. That's all kind of stuff. But a lot of it, we'd been headquarter company sergeant major. I was very fortunate in the fact that I wasn't kind of an infantry company sergeant major, where they had to go training. My job was more or less at base, you see, within. Because I did 2 years as what they call order room quartermaster sergeant, chief clerk in the order room. Your CO's run an office for the CO, what they call the order room.
Now,
which had to issue orders, part one orders, part two orders.
Tell me about part one and part. What did you have to do?
Part one orders was anything to do with the routine and the running of the battalion, training. Part two was disciplined, pay rates, and that side of it. You had to issue them, probably daily or weekly orders.
So how else did you
give the routine for the day in part one, reveille, first parade, breakfast, that kind of thing, and publish that, and anything else, or prepare any charge sheets if anybody had been up before the CO or something like that, look after all that kind of thing. It's mainly office routine work, you see, that was required by the battalion.
And you did that for 2 years?
2 years here.
And then what?
And then I went to OQMS, which was in charge of the stores.
And what did that involve?
Well, it meant just kitting out. You got a recruit on a night, you had to kit him out. Complete kit. And make what they call an H1157, which was the soldier's document of his kit and clothing and gear. And he filled that in, he signed for it, and that was it. And then, otherwise, it's any odd change, a shirt or something like that wanted changing, you had to inspect it, to socks, and make sure, they were fit to change and change about that. And he signed for that in the stores.
And how long did you do that?
Last 4 years of my service.
Last 4 years. What made you leave? Were you just too old?
Too old. I got services no longer required on my 50th birthday.
So that was the only reason you left, really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, are you a member of any of the regimental associations?
I am. At the moment, I'm vice chairman of the old comrades here.
Old comrades of the 8th Battalion?
Yeah.
What do the regimental associations do for you and for the regiment, do you think?
Well, they try and keep servicemen, gathering. It's only once a month, or arrange dinners or dances or something of that nature to put something on for. It's more like a club,
It's important to you, though, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It, yeah.
You also do some memorial work. You mentioned to me.
I take the parade over here on every June.
Tell us
and
about
Armistice parade I take, because the officers don't turn up now, unfortunately. I don't know why, but with no officers, so I finish up taking this parade here. It's just a case of falling about 30 old comrades in outside the barracks. We've got probably three standard bearers, three standards, a couple of wreaths, three wreaths. We just march round from here, round the cenotaph, line up, raise the wreaths. Last citation said, "They shall not grow old as we grow old," that thing. Last post is sounded, 2 minute silence, reveille, reform, and march back. It's over. Probably 20 minutes, quarter, 20 minutes altogether. And then on Armistice Sunday, old comrades are assembled in Peter's Street, wherever they were after the temple, and we fall in there. And I lead the parade round to the march past in Albert Square. I've done that for several years now.
Is there a 7th Battalion old
no,
comrades?
No, it was disbanded, never reformed.
So no association?
No. I believe the title got made by a medical, Royal Army Medical Corps unit took over the title of 7th Manchester, but there's no, there's only one battalion in Manchester, that's the 8th Manchester.
Thank you very much.